Let's say something on Siman Reish Samach Aleph. David Atzmon asked me a good shaila last night, so we'll discuss a little bit about Erev Chatzeros. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Samach Aleph that Safik Chashecha Hu Ben Hashmashos. The time period of between Shkia and Tzeis is Ben Hashmashos. Ein Masun is Avada. You can't be Mafresh Meiser then. Vein Matbilim Sakelim. You can't be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos or even during that time. It's considered Tikkun Mana. That's a different type of Erev. Erev Tchum allows you to walk beyond a certain distance. It's another halacha. About what you can do during Ben Hashmashos is Masnes HaDemai. If there's a pile of fruit or something that you're not sure whether mice were taken, it's only Safik. You could be Mekel and Mafresh it. V'tominis HaChamin Halachas of HaHatmana. U'me'arvin Eruvei Chatzeres. You could make an Erev Chatzeres. And the question was, do we require an Erev Chatzeres here in the yeshiva? Here in the dorm, in the common area, the stairwell downstairs where we share with the school below, is there a need for an Erev Chatzeres? That's the question. So what exactly is an Erev Chatzeres first? So it comes to building an Erev. Most of us are familiar that you have to build some type of string around the community, and that works. So basics, in there are two things in building an Erev. One is you need to make sure there's a wall, or a halachic wall. And number two is you need what's called an Erev Chatzeres. So what's a halachic wall? So if you have an actual wall, that's great. If you have a fence, that's great. If you don't have that, you could build what's called a Tzur HaPesach, a pole here, and a pole on top. That's a Tzur HaPesach. And as long as everything's closed, you have an Eruv. So you'll see if you cross over the bridge here, there's a fence. And then when you come outside the cage, then there's a little, called a Lechi, which is a pole, and there's a string. You can see where the string goes. Now, that's one halacha of just building the walls. Yeah.
Just to clarify that Eruv is not the Eruv that we use, meaning because then
we're in this
right here, the whole community. That's like I said, it's a Chabad Eruv or something else.
Oh, so
I
saw the Rabbi Shabtai about it. Rabbi Shabtai, his older brother, Rabbi David Shabtai, says that one, that fence and the string close to the circle, is actually what we do use. He said, and then it connects to a canal below, which we use the walls of the canal to go around it. So at least that first string.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there are definitely other Eruvim around here. And I haven't figured it out just yet. So that's one halacha, just building the wall or the strings at Tzur HaPesach. Now, in addition to that, you also have to have what's called Erev Chatzeres. You have to have a meal or meals where all the members of the community combine together, and that makes it into one Rishus Ki'ilu. So the shuls have, and communities have, a matzah, box of matzahs, and everyone contributes. You don't have to really contribute, but some person can lift up the matzah and say, mezakeh, on behalf of all the Jews here, and that creates an Erev Chatzeres. You use matzah because it lasts the whole year. It doesn't go bad, and plus you can have it during Pesach. It's not going to be an issue of having bread. So they use a matzah, which is somehow all the Jewish neighbors' houses come together with this one meal. That's Erev Chatzeres. That's how you accomplish it. Fine, those are two halachas. So we're going to focus on Erev Chatzeres. Now, Erev Chatzeres, in addition to having the Jews combined to one Suda, you also have to deal with the non-Jews. You have the streets here, the courtyards. You have to also buy rights from the non-Jews as well, whether that's a mayor or someone who works for the town. So you have to give them a little something to rent it. You rent space from the non-Jew, and then you have this box of matzah, and you say a bracha, and that's the Erev Chatzeres. One without the other doesn't work. So let's say you go to, I don't know, some city in Europe, and they have a nice walled city, but there's no Erev Chatzeres you can't carry. You have the walls, but you don't have the Erev Chatzeres. You need both halachas. So the question comes up in three areas. One is in an apartment building. Secondly, in a hotel. And thirdly, in a dorm. Do you need an Erev Chatzeres? We have the walls. We're inside a building. This is nothing better than that. Now, in my house, I don't need an Erev Chatzeres because I'm the owner of my house. I have my walls, and I am the owner, so there's no shitvitz. But you come to an area that's owned or used by many people, there's a question whether you need Erev Chatzeres. So when it comes to apartment buildings and hotel rooms, so there's what to be makel on. I'm not saying we should, but there's what to be makel on for two reasons. One is there's one landlord who owns the whole building. I'm just renting. Is my schiris considered as if I own it? Secondly, Ramosha points out, the appliances that exist in all the apartments are owned by the landlord. So he has a tfisa in those apartments. So not only does he own it, but he goes inside Kilu. He has some chedek in my apartment, and that's enough for one ownership, and there's no need for Erev Chatzeres. Others argue and say, no, nonetheless, you do really require Erev Chatzeres in a building. The same is true of a hotel room as well. It's owned by one person. All the appliances there are owned by the hotel. And there's even more room to be made up by a hotel because while an apartment building, you can't evict people so easily. Hotel rooms, it's much easier to send the guy to a different room. When it comes to an apartment, you have a rent agreement. It's not so easy, certainly in New York City, to evict someone. Hotel rooms, there's more room to be made up to not need an Erev Chatzeres. That being said, many people, when there's a program, the Mashkiach will make an Erev Chatzeres anyways to make sure you get around all the shitas, satisfy all the shitas. And many are also machmer to have Erev Chatzeres for an apartment building. Fine. Not everyone, though. It's a machlokas, but there are those who are machmer. The question is, what about a dorm? The dorm, on one hand, we don't have appliances in your rooms. I don't think they're appliances.
What about the bed?
So it could be the beds, it could be the bathroom, it could be the showers and toilets, it could be that some type of tweets that the landlord has. Number one. Number two is, you guys don't own it, and we could easily switch rooms. If you guys are not getting along with each other, or we have to switch things around, we can send you to that room, this to that room. We could easily change where you guys go. So you don't have so much ownership. And third reason we make it when it comes to a dorm is that when you eat together in a public area, all the meal comes in the same place. It's ki'ilu, there's Erev Chatzeros every single meal, because you're having the same meal. So there's no need for a Erev Chatzeros when it comes to the dorm. That seems to be the minug, the poskim say. Now, so that's for this top floor. But what about the stairwell going down where we don't share the stairwell, but when you come out, is there a need for a Erev Chatzeres for that area? So I believe there are three reasons to be makel and not need for Erev Chatzeres. Number one is the renters downstairs don't live here. They don't live here. They use the area. They don't live here. They're here 5 days a week. They're here from 7:30 to 3. They're not here all the time. They lease it, but they don't live here. That's one. Second reason to be makel, the post can point out, some hold this way, that let's say you live within an Erev. So there already is an Erev Chatzeres in Boca Raton. That exists, that covers not only outside, but carries even areas that are inside. Now, you're going to tell me, well, I don't hold of the Erev here, because I'm a Sephardi, and the Sephardim don't hold of string Erevs for the most part. Or their Moshe Brua says that one should be machmir for a person to such a level, he should not rely on string Erevs. And even if you do rely on string Erevs, it's possible the Erev in this area may not be the highest caliber of Eruvim. Even if you don't hold of the actual Erev of the wall, but the Erev Chatzeros, that exists in the Boca Raton community, and that includes us, even though we're inside a building, we're bechlal that. So that's the second reason to be makel. Again, one is they don't live downstairs. Number two is we're part of the matzah, box matzahs that exist already in Boca Raton. And the third reason is it's possible that the Erev Chatzeres is only needed for a chatzer, a communal area where everyone uses. But downstairs is viewed more as a hallway to get to us, a beis shar. A beis shar is almost an opening to get to my house. Now, even though it's an opening to get to this house and to that house, it seems from the Gemara that a beis shar does not require an Erev Chatzeres. It's not called a common area where people hang out. And therefore, for those three reasons, I don't think even the downstairs area requires an Erev Chatzeres. So that's your, little Rosh HaPrakim on the halachas of Erev Chatzeres.